He's preparing.
It's getting closer.
Uh-oh.
It's wrong. Oh, my God. Here he comes.
It's on the way.
Special delivery.
Uninhibited shitting.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I come from Ukraine. You not say Ukraine weak?
Yeah, well, we're playing a game here, pal.
Ukraine has came for you. How about I take your little Boris? All systems go.
Sweet grandmother's spatula.
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
The Disgustocrats.
The Shitsocrats.
The Liquid Shits. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Ah, it's the Shitty Aristocrats.
Shit-filled Aristocrats.
That was Craig taking a dropping a dizzy.
I'd say it would be a 1.5.
Wow, that was...
That was a
not quite a 1.
Sir Mix-a-Lot over here.
What?
1.5.
I gotta go 10, 1500.
That was liquid and delicious.
And the Chinese judge gives him a 7.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Aristocrats, myspace.com/aristocratsradio. What happened?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
So we
not nothing.
Yeah, who cares anyway? So we're back here so you guys can do a show. We have me, Craig, Vaughn, Matt, and our new buddy, Steve Summergirl.
Summergirl, that's me.
Summergirl. Not to be confused with the other Steve that used to be here. So many people.
Fat boy.
How many people have done this show, Matt?
Almost 10.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Wow. And how many people said they never wanted to be on the show again?
Derek, Pat.
Probably 5.
Nathan.
Hey,
me,
could you?
Vaughn, Craig.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey.
Steve.
Don't
Steve.
Mention certain people.
Nathan.
And Zelda.
Yes.
Come on.
So what's going
quick.
On, guys? You guys wanted to do a show
Carly,
so bad.
11.
What do you got?
I wanted.
What do we got?
I shot the clerk.
I shot the clerk.
I shot the I saw Eric Clapton.
The
you saw one on the street?
2 weekends
money?
Ago. Thinking for money. Yeah,
live
right.
In concert.
Selling out Madison Square Garden. Far from it.
Fuck that old douchebag.
Wow.
We got against Eric Clapton. I mean,
the Beatles too.
I don't give a shit. Let his kid die.
Really?
Who cares?
Ouch.
Throw his kid out a window again.
Ouch.
Damn drug addict.
Teach you to lock
cream of corn.
Ouch.
You should lock
window.
Your window
you
too, Derek, because I could have jimmied my way in here, no problem. All you had to do is take the screen off.
Yeah, can we? Yeah,
I didn't want to get footprints on where I was sitting.
Sidetracked.
All the dirt out there.
If you went head first. Yeah, I was on my way back from Big Ed's Barbecue.
Great.
And
Big Ed's Corner.
Wonderful ribs at low prices.
Big Dead's Barbecue.
Fill you up.
Dead.
Never let you down.
Yes, it will.
And I told the guys to come over, and then we got sidetracked, and I kind of forgot about them. So everyone was kind of standing outside of my apartment waiting for me to come.
10 minutes.
It actually felt similar to when I used to go to Sharp's, and he didn't show up until about a half hour after we got there. It could be snowing out, and we'd all be standing out there
what the shit?
Waiting for Iron Mike to show up.
You guys are waiting on me?
With his gym bag that literally weighed 125 pounds.
Oh, remember that thing?
I thought there was a body in it because I couldn't pick it up. I could not pick it up with like one hand and just carry it like a normal human being. You had to throw it over your shoulder.
It was the first Ultimate Warrior's dismembered body. It must have been.
But yeah, it was very reminiscent. Waiting for
does
the one who runs the show.
Does anybody have any idea where Iron Mike is? Is he in the plains of Kenyatta?
Well,
he's quite possibly hunting Bigfoot at this very moment.
Oh, what the shit!
He is heavy into the conspiracy theories, UFOs. And,
yeah, I remember hearing him talking about
and chasing Bigfoot in the Klondike.
He's
the
just
Pacific
a crazy
Northwest.
Old man. Yeah,
he used to claim that he lived in Woodbridge and that's where he traveled from to go to the school. But I think he just lived in like. a shack in Asbury Park.
Some cardboard.
I think he lived at Iron Mike's.
He probably did bunk with the bums.
He's under the ring.
All right, nobody's going to really understand what we're talking about here, but Iron Mike's was a wrestling school in Asbury Park, New Jersey. It was very underground, and nobody knew about it because he didn't advertise it because he didn't have to pay for insurance.
When you say underground, you mean under...
No, it was in a condemned building.
Paid, underfunded,
yeah, it was
under...
like every building.
There
safe,
was literally
under...
no money involved in
no
Iron
heat.
Mike's.
It had
he
no
didn't pay
windows.
Anything to run
filthy.
The school. He made no money from the wrestlers who came there because most of the people stiffed him.
Because he's so, crazy.
He is crazy. Like, but Jenny. This building had a mirror universe on the side of it. You would go into this little center room. It was round, and there was a ring back there. And if you went through the doors, opposite of the doors you went through to go in there, was the exact same building, only in reverse, with couches and boats
and
hobos. Chilling
what are you,
out.
Boats?
Boat, like small, small boats.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
all right.
Yeah, all inside this building.
So you're in like some ballroom or something like that.
Kind of.
That's like the other room.
Exactly. Yeah, it was like a ballroom in there.
It was
the Ocean View Athletic Club. It was in Asbury Park. But the whole point of this story was met a while ago. And I'm done.
Okay. Iron Mike is probably dead. I don't know.
Probably passed on right now.
Yeah. I felt really bad for him. Like, I wanted to take him home and feed him and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
He was
honestly,
just like a big
like
dumb
a stray
animal.
Cat.
Yeah.
Not that I owe him $600, but I still had $600.
I wouldn't say I owe him that money.
No, I it's a $2,500 total tuition. It however long it took you to pay it. That was it.
And I got
you
through $2,100 of it.
I
gave him like $40.
Almost $2,000. I think I reached about $2,000. If I saw him, I probably would give him $600.
Well, all you have to do is go underneath the boardwalk and find the first refrigerator box you see.
It's possible.
And,
first refrigerator.
I really there's Iron Mike.
Yeah, or the first refrigerator.
Wrestling annex.
The only person who might have a way of contacting him is Tommy
Antonio.
Force. Antonio.
He's gay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And according to Derek, hung like a hamster. But I didn't say
naked?
That.
All right. More.
Did I really?
More
is that
dick
from
jokes.
Experience?
No, it's just a joke.
Oh.
No.
No, I thought maybe I really saw him naked or something.
Probably have.
Because we know wrestlers' dicks
are tiny.
Yeah.
Well, Matt is very familiar with a lot of naked wrestlers.
I am, unfortunately.
Really intimately.
Yeah, we've been
cool
down on that.
We've been
down that
road. Down that
road.
It's wait,
not,
what
road?
Naked wrestling.
It's not
road.
A very well lit
yeah,
road.
We'll bring it back up.
It's not.
Yeah.
So to speak. There's no speed limit.
No.
And there's no cut. In
Matt's
lane
gone to many lengths just to see a man naked.
Lengths. Okay.
Wait, what?
Keep it at he's thing. Paid $2,100 so far to see grown men naked.
Yeah. A shitload of hobos naked.
He's made about $10.
Seeing people
yeah.
paid out $2,100.
Poor Mike.
Oh my God.
To see uncut hogs.
wow.
Wait, we're talking about uncut hog. I was telling you that. Tito Santana's wrestling this weekend in a Red Bank.
You gonna show up, Matt, and try and fight him?
I've been
him?
Trying. I want him to show
personal
up.
Heat, dude?
I'd go to the show just to see him go walk out just like pointing as
I
he's
might,
wrestling.
I might do it.
And Tito,
I doubt it.
And Tito just looking at him going, the fuck?
He, probably
keep
is,
playing
he would never even remember seeing me as
no,
like,
he wouldn't.
The fuck is this asshole?
He probably didn't even see me when he was there.
He probably doesn't remember the ugly beast that he
molested.
tried
oh,
to proposition.
Man.
I'll give you a I'll give you a signature if you suck my dick.
Basically.
Pretty much, right?
She had big boobs.
They were
she
huge.
Did. But didn't she have a face? Like,
yeah.
Looks like she was stuck on a railroad
know,
spike.
It wasn't that she was ugly. Yeah. It's just that she had some kind of a capillary disorder that
yeah.
made the side of her, like her cheek would be like a little bit more swollen. It wasn't yeah. like significant.
It, wasn't
it just
that,
looked like she got the crap beat out of her.
It wasn't that she was
it.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Like it's just that she was ugly.
Yeah. It looks
like
she
had arthritis in her face.
3 days, yeah, like 3 days past getting punched in the cheek.
Rigor mortis in her face.
Maybe she did get punched.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
A side puncher.
I'm like,
so, well, that's it? Jesus.
And goodbye, guys. dun, 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 dun.
See you later.
Well, the story has spawned into uncut hogs, so.
So anyway, I printed out some news for us.
Uh-huh.
That would mean one of us would have to have read it.
Teacher having sex with that kid.
Yeah, I printed that out.
I'm very interested in that.
All right, do you want to read it, Steve?
Oh, shall I read?
This would be the honorary.
Well, you can go
Steve
through
can
that.
Start with the story.
All right. Read it over, get an idea of what's going on, and we'll come back to it.
Let me find it, please.
So I was up to date with that. I saw it on the news ticker at work.
Wow. So, Greg, how was that shit before?
Very necessary.
Yeah, what was that from?
It came on like a freight train.
I heard.
because I was here for about half an hour and
waiting outside.
Then my stomach turned on fire, and then my ass was on fire
from some Atlantic City goodness.
Yeah, what'd Atlantic City buffet caught up with me 24 hours later.
The Showboat.
Oh, I like the Showboat.
Four. Yeah, it was the Mardi Gras buffet or whatever crap it was.
Fat fucking Tuesday.
So you were so you were in Atlantic City just for the buffet? I know nobody but my grandparents go to Atlantic City for the buffet.
I come for the food and the
gambling.
Stay
for the shitting.
Did you win?
I shit like a bastard. Like a champion. I lost like $400.
Wow. Wrestling on the beds.
And I saw at the House of Blues Social D.
Oh, you saw him?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Social Distortion?
How were they?
Yeah, I was very tired. Just like I had worked the day of.
Yeah.
So, like, by the time it got to then, like, it was just way too fucking late for me. And, like, I was full. We got there at, like, 7 or 8. Then we ate for, like, an hour. And I was just, like, weighed down like a sack of crap already.
Yeah.
Then, like, throw on, like, tired from work. I was not really into it.
Yeah.
Plus, like, where we were, I didn't, like, this was, like, the first time I didn't go into, like, the pit area or whatever.
And so you just kind of
I stood
in
the back. It was, like, watching. It was pretty cool watching, but, like, wherever I stood, like, the stage lights would come on and blind me. Like, I was watching it from, like, behind some guy's head so I wouldn't get blinded. And, wound up getting into a fist fight.
Did you really?
I didn't.
Oh.
There was a group of people we met, and this one guy's wife was walking by, and like she kind of like elbowed somebody, but accidentally. The show is over, completely over. So there's the lights are on. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." He's like, "What are you doing, you dumb bitch?"
Jeez.
Then this other guy's wife comes over, punches the guy in the face twice.
Wow. Nice.
He's like, "You little fucking call her that, pop, pop." Then, like, the guy tries going at her, and everyone just starts wrestling with him. And this is over by, like, one of the bars. Bartenders are jumping over the bar. Oh, I'm jumping over there. Everyone else is jumping over there.
It's a Royal Rumble.
People are, like, getting thrown around. "Hey, break it up, break it up." It gets broken up. And I'm, like, stepping in between a whole bunch of people. And this one guy comes up to me. He's like, "What's your problem?" I was like, "I don't have any fucking problem. Just get the fuck out of here." Because they're like, "I'm not going to take shit from him. I didn't even fucking do anything. I'm standing in between everyone to make sure nobody does anything else. Yeah. And the fight's over. That's it. Fine. You guys go this way. We'll go that way. That's fine. That's perfect." So he's in my face. I'm just completely penguin. I was like, just get the fuck out of here, man. It's over. So, like, he's continues talking to me, and like my friend Chris comes over to my one side, and he just like hauls off a left at him, punches him like in the face.
Nice.
And he goes like moving backwards, takes it, and goes like running back at him, and like security drags the guy out, and like a couple people came up to him and was like, "Wow, man, you took that punch pretty good." And he's just like, "Thanks. Did you punch me?" "No, man, I saw the whole thing." "Oh, okay. Did you see who punched me?" So that was my Atlantic shitty.
Nice.
And yeah.
Pier 6.
I got a Diamond Club card.
Oh, I got one of them.
Oh, hold
on. No, you get them for free. Yes.
And my grandmother.
I got something. I don't know what I have. Oh, I have something from
it's good for Harrah's and stuff like that.
I got Bailey's and Wild Wild West.
Yes.
Mm,
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
But I sucked down way too much money, and it kind of sucked.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Atlantic City anymore.
No?
Although Reverend Horton Heat is the 18th of November.
Really?
It's like a Thursday, something like that.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Thursday show. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. I saw it in the can.
18th of November?
Yeah.
That's a Saturday.
No, it is.
It is.
Oh, then it's better.
18th of November is a Saturday.
Oh, okay, then. Maybe it's not a Thursday.
Oh. If it's a Saturday, I'll go.
Well, I'm not going.
Oh.
Whoops.
Well, then,
alone, apparently.
Well, then, no.
I'll go.
Oh, because you'll be working.
Yes.
Ah. Okay. I thought you were just being an asshole to me.
No, no.
So did you get any interesting stuff over there, Steve?
Well, yeah, I'm still fixated on this middle school teacher having sex with a 13-year-old boy.
Talking to the mic.
The point of a,
talk to the point of a microphone.
We got the new Steve-cast
here. See, I don't have headphones, so I don't want to yell.
Can we make a Steve-cast? Just leave you alone?
Like a, not even a fist, like a...
with a boombox.
Ooh, creamy.
Ooh.
Well, fired apparently up. A Perth Amboy middle school teacher
sexy.
Has been arrested on charges she engaged in a long-running sexual wait, relationship with a 13-year-old.
Hold up, back up. She?
Yes,
damn it,
she.
I walked all over that.
Yes, she.
Nice.
Her name is Amy.
Oh, they released her whole name.
Hot.
Amy Burke.
Yeah. Amy Burke?
Burke? I don't want a name drop.
Patty Burke's sister.
Who? Who's that, Craig?
Amy Burke.
Who's that?
Continue reading, Steve.
Yeah, let me find the meat.
Get the details.
Yeah. Relationship. Nah, it's all right.
Nah, I'm okay.
Nah, yeah. Please. Soda. Please.
Live from the fridge.
Yeah.
They're warm.
Whatever.
Ooh, I'll have one.
Apparently, she had sexual contact first with the boy in March.
Really?
And the relationship continued at least through the summer. So he
ooh, summer loving.
Do they have
wow. Last.
How old? How
have
old
we summer loving.
Have we seen pictures
happen
of her?
So fast.
No, I don't know what she looks like.
Oh, God.
Met my teacher.
She's probably
a hot one.
I have
no
soda left. I'm
well,
had a boy.
Her father spoke of
me.
The situation, quoting, "She's a good girl, but she does her own thing. She ran with the wrong crowd in high school. I advise her. That's all I can do."
What?
He's throwing her under the...
Jesus Christ, Vaughn. You slob.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, suck drink it down. suck it down. That's
drink
hot.
Drink a beer. What?
Keep going.
Drink a beer.
You're a prick, Derek.
He's got suds on his...
You didn't have to open it right
on
away.
On his belly. He's rubbing... He's gold dust. He's rubbing his belly.
Oh, my God.
Just came all over his stomach
he's now
and he's rubbing
yeah,
it in.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's not.
Everything have to do with wrestling?
It does. Apparently, she graduated summa cum laude from William
Loudy.
Summer girl comes loudly.
Loudy.
At times they do.
Who called you summer girl?
That was that dickhead assistant principal, Mackenzie.
Oh, fuck
ew.
That.
He called you that?
Victa.
Victa.
She?
He called you that?
She.
Well, she might have had a dong. Dude,
that cum guzzler called him that.
She tried to make me remove an ECFNW t-shirt once.
Everything has to do with wrestling.
But, Mr. Best told me to just have my hair in front of the writing. I think it said "Our Big Boys Kick Ass" on the back of it.
Liked
yeah.
it.
She didn't like the word ass.
Oh, so I thought she didn't like the effing part.
I know what that apostrophe
she didn't
means.
Even realize what that meant, but she just saw the ass part.
I think
Mr.
Rodman
like,
liked it, man.
I used to have a. Used
gross.
To, when I was younger, I used to be into Jackal. Everybody knows who Jackal is, right? The band used to use the chainsaws as musical instruments. I had a shirt where it was just a friggin', you know, it's just a big old Jackal cutting through shit. Somebody made me turn it inside out. Remember
why?
That? Well, because it was violent. Because the thing's just... They, oh, that, I don't
it's
know.
Columbine.
They,
Columbine.
Well, zero tolerance.
Like Columbine.
Yeah, the whole zero
turn
tolerance thing
out.
When they would make...
Gun-shaped chicken nugget. Columbine.
Columbine.
Fight off that
never
barrel,
heard about
son.
That? Never heard about that?
Oh, yeah,
a five-year-old
yeah.
pointed a chicken nugget at somebody and said, bang, bang.
And they,
and they
expelled him.
Oh, damn.
Remember we're in the Monmouth Mall and you had a trench coat on?
Yeah.
And that black guy
we
stopped.
We got him over here too now. We got him over here now too. That's what I said about him.
Oh, God. I didn't
you're
even,
in his turf,
I didn't
though.
Even own a trench coat yet. I just asked
you're
Derek
in
to
his
wear
turf.
His.
Yeah.
True.
And he's like, I'm going to wear it. You can wear it.
Yeah, I thought it was cool and I wore a trench coat in high school before
yeah, so
the Columbine thing. And yeah, they
cool.
they tried to make me take it off and I just
no.
Like,
no, I'll just shoot you.
No, no, if I take it off, you're going to see the guns.
Yeah. Where am
these
I going to put
guns.
All my weapons?
These guns. Yo.
Ooh, watch out for the gun show.
Oh,
oh
shit.
9,901.
He's got tickets.
AK-47s.
So, yeah.
In your face.
So, I missed that whole
yeah,
teacher
what the
story.
Hell was that?
I wanted
so
soda.
Did Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. So did Steve. Went over his head.
Did he bomb?
He's still looking.
Oh, well.
Bad, huh?
We gave him like 20 minutes and he's still looking.
Hey, you know, there's not a lot to work with. I mean, some potential woman just.
I know.
You're supposed to be funny.
I know, Steve.
That's a valid
I've
and
known
wonderful
you for a
choice.
While. There's not enough to work with.
Tell me about it.
Wow.
Wow.
So, 33-year-old woman, 32-year-old woman.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Someone else got it besides me. It's awesome.
Got the Mario bit.
Yeah, the game over.
Oh, Steve
doesn't
have
headphones, so he doesn't know what's
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, I don't.
That's all right. You'll hear it in the post.
Just tell him other stuff.
You'll hear the show
him.
In 3 months.
Three
don't
months.
Worry.
Set me out. That's all.
3 months. We'll just edit all Steve's out. Just be silent.
Be silent.
Wow, that was a great story, nobody.
Don't tell him his mic's not on. So anyway, guys.
What?
All right, I think it's time to take a break.
Let's take a break. Yeah, because you're already giving up.
We already took a break when you got the soda.
Yeah, when you got the sodas.
Oh.
You guys want anything? There's some grapes in here.
Oh, Sunny D.
We got some string cheese.
Purple stuff. Ugh. Sunny purple. D, all right.
Ooh, purple stuff. Purple all right, stuff. We'll be right back.
Business card.
Music.
Bizumper music.
Delegated by
yeah.
I can give you a couple of things. I'm gonna just plain out like intro and outro stuff.
You can't hear anything, what?
I'll give you a nugget or two.
Are we back on?
Yeah, we're back on now.
Oh, we're back on, good. I said like bumper music. We've been playing the same stuff for
yeah, it's because I don't feel like making more.
Lazy.
You made this?
Yes.
So that's it. Yeah, it's just a...
Well, I had to put it together.
I know.
He spent time on this.
He is in a band, you know.
I was.
He was.
Yeah, that's me. So yeah, what do we got? What do we got? Come on, guys.
What was our next story here?
We took a break for
the Philadelphia one. Do we want to go into the Philadelphia?
State of emergency.
Why is that? Because there's
the introduction of World War III.
Well, how many people were killed? 300?
I think 300 homicides this year.
The 300th was actually counted, like, what, this week?
Yeah.
Nice.
That is a lot for the city.
I wish there were more.
Well.
I wish somebody would introduce Death Race. You know, you ever see that movie? Death Race 2000?
No.
Oh.
Nope, never heard of it.
Oh, it's just people in cars driving around killing things. It's beautiful.
Sounds like a blast.
Oh, yes. It's like Philly, but without cars.
Yeah.
What's with all the
hatred towards Philadelphia from you guys?
Philadelphia.
Oh, I've none against that. I've only been there once.
It's not nothing. It
see the Liberty Bell?
I did.
It's pretty cool, right?
No,
it was big.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
Even though I got a better way of thinking of it. They should take Escape from New York.
Yeah,
like, and just make it into Philadelphia.
It's not an island though.
Whatever, they can still close it off.
Escape.
We can make it alive. Just a phone call.
No, we can cut down the bridges.
Yeah.
No, we can mine them, then the brain can figure out a way to get over them.
But the thing is, at the bridges, remember, they put big walls. So I could just do that all around Philly, just one big wall.
Why don't we just
China.
Do that with New York, too?
Yeah, I think New York's a lot worse than Philadelphia.
It's
like Sim City,
cut off the tunnels.
Yeah. I like Philadelphia, though. It's a very nice...
It's quaint.
Leave you liked it because you lived there.
Come on, Matt.
Didn't you live there for a couple of years?
And didn't get murdered.
I did not get murdered.
Weren't you in a crazy little area?
Well, no. I was in a gay neighborhood. A gayberhood.
Gay neighborhood.
Mind you. It was sexy.
There's only poodle assaults and
Did you find
assless
a dildo on your fire escape?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
What?
He did.
It was on his
he
window.
He showed many people.
Dildo?
Was it all dry and crusty? Like with
it
ass
was,
juice?
It was just a big flesh-colored dildo. And all right.
It was
you.
Covered in a
big.
Pigeon shit.
Yes.
You sure it was pigeon shit?
Sure?
It was.
It was right outside my window.
Did you lick it to make sure it was pigeon shit?
Did you guys hear gay guys fucking
What's
too?
What's going on? What?
Wait. What'd you say, Steve?
Ooh. Didn't you and Steve, like, there was, like, gay neighbors you guys heard fucking or something?
No, that's probably just something Steve made up.
Probably.
Can you get me some ginger ale?
We had Asians next to us.
Yeah, lots of Asians.
Lots of Asians.
Tons of Asians.
And lots of macaroni and cheese that Derek always ate.
Consumed. I bought it. I'm eating it.
Where's my macaroni and cheese? At the store. Waiting for you to buy it. Worst roommate ever.
Where's my macaroni and cheese? With the amount of porn you just bought.
This fucking dude that I lived with, Steve, not this Steve, but the other Steve that used to do the show, he comes home from work, takes a shit, clogs the toilet, almost overflows it,
oh my goodness.
And then just gets out, lays on the couch and goes, oh, dude, the toilet's overflowed. And I said, well, get a plunger. I'm tired. I said, well, there's
dude,
shit in the
hours
toilet.
This week.
Yeah, I worked 40 hours this week.
I worked at Kmart.
Yeah, he worked at Kmart.
I think he might have only worked 40 hours at the Kmart in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Was it the first day both of you guys were in there, he clogged the toilet, and we had to go get a... Me and you had to go buy a plunger.
Yeah, because he refused
But he wasn't working. He was just lazy.
Yeah, no, he got off work, clogged the toilet, laid down, and said, oh, I'm not going to go get a plunge. I'm tired.
And you know what?
The
fucking
work.
Thing has changed.
No.
Not even with the wife
now, again. Now he owns a plunger.
Yeah. So we had to go out and buy a plunger.
Nice to say about
and,
his wife.
Yeah.
What's that?
What?
What'd you say?
I don't know.
So that's what happens when you talk over people, Vaughn. No one can hear you.
Yeah, what?
It's I don't good. Have headphones. Huh? I don't have any headphones. I'm
but
sorry.
You don't really lose anything.
No, Vaughn, not you.
Well, what? Still.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
I'll have to go and buy it here.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he was the pits, man.
He's the pits.
Was he?
No, you
he
lived really in Philly, was. Not Pittsburgh.
Oh!
Oh, wah.
Whoops.
Here's the thing.
That was a Seavers joke.
Yes?
Me and some guys at work.
Jesus. Talking over somebody.
You know, that's what happens when you burp over people. You know what I'm hearing.
You and some guys at work were...
No, we're talking about Asbury Park and how it's kind of a big gay...
Disgusting.
Population is coming in there.
It's really getting bad.
And I said it was a good thing because
good thing.
They're going to clean it up.
Well,
because like the neighborhood I lived in was very clean and tidy. Yes, it just happened to be run by gay people.
They don't like a mess.
Yeah, and you couldn't touch any random.
They only
liquids.
Like a mess in their ass. Well, that's
no.
it. That's all
I've known. But I mean,
say that. None of the bicycles had seats either.
Strange.
Oh, yeah, dildos. That's all they had.
That old chestnut.
<It's> horrible.
so
that old
strange.
Almond.
But and they were all because they're all like old school, like blue collar, like fuck those fags.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd rather have niggers and fags than
exactly.
eat. Oh,
wow. At least
really?
They're funny.
At least they knew what their place was, and they weren't all uppity like these guys saying they're going to get married. That's between
like,
a man and a woman.
Yeah.
Like they were saying. I said, well, I'm sure they'll open up good restaurants down there. Well, who's going to go to them? So I'd go to one. Or you go to a gay restaurant? Well, it's not a gay restaurant, but if a gay guy opened a restaurant and it was a good restaurant, I'd go. No, I wouldn't go.
If they had good crab cakes, I'd be there.
Exactly. Like, who gives a shit?
Wow.
But then I was saying how, like, there was a lot of gay bars in my neighborhood, and they're like, well, why didn't you go in the gay bars?
Because I wasn't that
different.
Thirsty.
For gay men
yeah, I said, that's a place to meet gay people. If it's a restaurant that's owned by a gay fella... You know, I mean, they're not serving
you know, they,
hot cock.
They even let coloreds and women-owned restaurants.
I know.
Have to take
the restaurant that's bolts. Not her own kitchen, too.
Yeah, would you go to a restaurant that was owned by a gay person?
How would you even
Possibly.
Know if it was?
Possibly.
Yeah. Well, if it
also
was...
An odd.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, say it was in Red Bank, and it was a nice restaurant, and a gay fellow.
Well, I'm sure Zebu is owned by some gay person.
It's
I'm
Manhattan
sure a lot
bagel.
Of things are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Manhattan bagel.
It's owned by a queer.
And you think Ronald McDonald's straight...
Yeah.
Michael
yeah.
Jackson waiting to happen.
Oh.
Ronald McDonald House for sick kids and their family.
Ronald
sure.
Whatever.
Ronald McJackson.
Okay.
Sure.
Wow. Okay.
I share my bed with you.
But I won't go to a gay bar like somebody else.
No,
I
there's
know.
No point.
Hey, what?
That was yeah. a hey,
drag.
Hey, what?
What if they have
the
separate drinking
horrible.
No, straight
no,
right?
Oh, my God.
No. I'll,
separate
I'll,
but
I'll,
equal.
I'll,
gays need not apply.
Wait. Hold on. In the Coliseum, right?
Oh, no.
They have the no. Listen, they have the
listen. To how cool this is, guys!
Hear me out.
He's talking about how
well they do have straight night there, correct?
Come in the Navy,
they are trying to the people are trying to change it. Anyway, back in the day when I used to go to this place a couple years ago, I sent stop
before it was popular.
It's horrible. It's a horrible fucking place. And my friends would be like, okay, you got the two bathrooms, right? One that no one ever goes into, and one that there's a line all the time. You know, the guys and the girls.
Go into the one no one ever goes into.
No. They said, go into, you know, wait in the line, take a piss, come back. Because there's a guy waiting inside. He makes sure nothing goes on because, and you go into the men's bathroom, and it's just a den of debauchery in there. That's what I've been told. I've never actually seen, but.
Boscov's third floor.
No. No, because in the guys, in the one bathroom where everybody goes, you know, the girls, guys, it's all kind of if they see any people get too close to each other, the guy who's in there will actually break them up, will push them away from each
Interesting.
Other.
Interesting.
Because they're pretty much doing is just looking at each other and admiring each other's package.
I wouldn't.
It wasn't in his mouth. It was almost there. What's the problem?
My hand wasn't up his ass.
This is America.
God.
The last time I checked, I can look at a dick. I own a restaurant. That's my part.
I have rights. God damn it.
But what I've been told about the other bathroom is just, they don't really care if you go in there, if you bring somebody in there who, you know, they're not going to, you know, push you apart.
It's all loosey-goosey.
You're leading him in there by his raging hard-on.
Yeah, I'm just grabbing him by his coattails.
Pulling along the daisy chain.
And dragging him by his coattails, and the other guy's stuck in his ass. I know.
I don't think I've ever been to a gay bar.
No?
Me neither.
We should do a remote from a gay bar.
The ones I've been to, wow. I've been to a couple in San Francisco.
I'm sorry for bothering you,
and
Matt.
They're just ridiculous. Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Tournament. There's a tournament going on.
Oh, there is?
He's on his razor.
I gotta go.
Oh, we're still talking.
there's a Mortal Kombat tournament on. I gotta go.
Anyway.
No, but the ones in San Francisco are ridiculous. I've already talked about this.
Yeah,
you know,
every other
one's a different, you know, a different fetish or a different
lifestyle. Well, I want to go to the bear club.
No, usually it's like it's like daddies and stuff like that, and then the bears are like daddies. The guys who come in and they're like, huh, and they drag and jump each other. It's like a fucking mime. Anyway. You know, it's like, and then every other one, it's like.
I'm getting uneasy with this subject.
Why? It's fun.
I mean, it's funny.
I guess.
It is funny. I mean, especially the old gay men are hysterical. Okay. The young gay guys are all pretentious and douchebags, and then the old guys just don't give a shit anymore because, you know, their lovers are dead and they're all by themselves now.
Their families turned their backs.
Wait, their lovers are dead
ago.
For what reason?
Died of natural causes or back in the 70s when
fat
there was,
cancer?
AIDS.
Gay cancer?
Yes, AIDS.
Oh, Matt's hair's stuck in his head.
Oh, that's what happens when you're listening to your razor.
Well, Matt's got long hair, so I think he's gay and a communist.
Yeah, he is.
A communist?
Yeah.
What's wrong with being a communist?
I think it's ironic.
Everything.
And he everything?
Don't you think?
Puts his headphones on backwards.
Tool.
What's
wrong with being a communist?
Speaking of communists, tomorrow's John Lennon's birthday.
Yes.
You know what?
He's dead?
That's great.
He's been dead years.
He died?
Wait, what's tomorrow?
The 9th?
No, his birthday's the 19th.
I think Derek
John Lennon?
Okay, let's cut this out.
He has the same birthday as Eric and Grace from Pathmark.
Yeah, which is tomorrow.
I thought...
The 9th.
Oh, Eric's birthday's the 9th?
Yes. So is John Lennon and Sean Lennon and who? Grace from Pathmark.
Who's Sean Lennon?
John's
his
son.
The one he just put out a record.
The same birthday as his father.
Yeah, he was born the same
wow,
day.
Wow, really?
He just put out a new record too.
That goes to show and he's an alien. That can't be possible.
Have you listened to it?
I heard bits and pieces.
It's mostly about a friend of his who was seeing his girlfriend at the time. You know, when he was dating that girl, fucking Bougie Phillips.
I don't follow
number
Sean
eight.
Lennon's.
Well, no, they were having an affair and it broke up his relationship and his friend died in a car wreck and he never was able to resolve it. So that whole record is about that.
Is that Leif Garrett?
Sounds great. No.
It sounds
close,
completely
but
uninteresting. Anyway,
it is. It's the record isn't that good.
Wow, Dick. Drink a beer. What?
Wow. What? Wow.
Okay.
One day I'm just not going to talk. And see what happens.
Nothing.
I'll fill the void with the sound bite.
What?
What do you mean, in life or on the show?
That's an interesting conundrum.
It's a soundtrack of life. I'm just going
to
be silent.
I think Carly might have
fix my
to say something
cuffs.
About that. I'm wearing a Nirvana shirt
creamy.
Today.
Ooh,
can't
biggie.
Tell.
I know.
So it's covered by another shirt.
Why even bother wearing that shirt?
I need to do laundry.
So what's tomorrow, everybody? Tomorrow is...
How old is the shirt?
Monday.
No, what's...
Columbus
Day.
Don't know.
Is it?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. I know, because I'm off.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie for tomorrow's celebration. Man.
Wow. What the
ooh,
fuck
the,
are you talking
parade.
About?
I can't wait to go to work tomorrow.
You got work tomorrow?
Yes.
I don't.
But we have a week off between... Christmas Day and...
Oh, you get a week off.
New Year's. Yeah, we get from Christmas Day until, I think, the 6th, we're off.
You get a lot of editing done.
You got a white job.
Yeah, right.
You can finally put this show up.
Gonna get a lot of Star Wars gameplay in.
Yes, exactly.
I will reach a new level.
In fact, we were planning on moving out, but I'm actually kind of thinking about staying just so I can, that week, not pack and...
Beat Galaxies.
Plus, you really are going to move out, huh? Matt was telling me.
I don't know what I'm going to do. If I move out... I'm going to go to my parents, I'm going to save money up, and I'm going to open a fish and chip shop.
Yeah, he was telling me all about that. Are you leaving here because
it's hard.
Trouble? Or?
Well, it's hard to pay $1,000 a month. And
yeah, well, I mean, obviously,
save
I mean, it
money.
Is New Jersey, but
yeah.
I was just curious if there was, you know, something else to that. But.
Oh, why? You want Carly?
Yeah.
I miss...
I'm not Eric. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
Nice.
Kidding.
Awesome.
Ouch.
Oh, you guys didn't know? You didn't know?
No.
Apparently, Janine Garofalo knows all about that.
I just drop a bomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
What?
Wait, what? How does she know?
I'm kidding.
Getting a little close, aren't they? Oh, that's the guy that doesn't fuck Carly.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. That guy who has a completely platonic relationship with his friend's girlfriend? Sure. Is this going to be a completely platonic fart?
Please make it good.
You sounded like a record
on your pants.
Oh,
record.
It went,
oh,
it stink. Lick that microphone.
Oh, it was delicious.
Oh, you should use that for the record scratch in the beginning of the Aristocrat song.
Holy shit.
That was a drizzling shits over there.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, what the shit? So is the podcast going to continue if
no,
you live
it's
at your parents'
netcast.
House?
I probably not.
I probably not.
Very
no.
We could do it from my grandmother's tent.
I'm surprised it's continuing now. Your grandmother's
you know
tent?
I think she has a tent about the size of this room in her backyard.
Sell all your equipment to Matt. Please.
Oh, it's
yeah,
awesome.
We'll do that
it's
in the dead of winter. It'll be great.
She's got the heat, those portable heat thingamajiggers.
Yeah.
With the big kerosene
propane.
Heating and iron mics. I got a good iron mic story, actually. Not for you guys, but you know. But when I got my flat tire, Iron Mike Sharp helped me fix my flat.
That was one of the coolest nights ever.
Wasn't it? It
literally
was so fucking cold. Iron Mike Sharp.
Oh, yeah? I don't
helped me
this.
Change
go
my
ahead,
tire. What?
Tell it.
Oh, that's basically it.
That would be it.
No, we went out. It was like, God, it was like January, right? Middle
it was
of January.
Snowing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was fucking cold. And he had this huge kerosene heater in the whatever, and it was just humongous, and that's what kept us warm. But I went outside, and I'm just like, oh, great, I got a flat tire. And so
We drove away a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We
and
got
we
around
came
the,
back.
The circle there around the lake.
Yeah, and it was just like, dum, dum, dum. So we went back, and everyone's kind of leaving. I'm like, God, I got a flat tire. And it was so fucking cold. It's right by the water, so it's like, it was deathly cold.
If you probably checked records, it was probably the coldest night of that year.
It felt like
it was terrible.
It
anyway.
Was awful.
And Iron Mike was still sweating.
Yeah.
Iron Mike's body heat was the only thing keeping us warm.
We all huddled around Iron Mike's armpits.
Can I wear your sweater too, Mike?
Get inside my Ric Flair t-shirt and cuddle up because I'm going to get this tire off with my bare hands.
And grab a hold of my electric tape wristband,
well,
son.
Because I remember, I was like, can we all like go upstairs and get warm? Because we were working on the car. All right, I don't got any more kerosene left. So we were taking turns, like trying to get the lug nuts off because they were on so
Antonio
fucking tight.
Antonio was helping us too, right?
Yeah, and going inside this dude's car, and he had the heat on. So we would take turns. And
yeah,
finally,
on top of being frozen.
And finally Mike was just like, oh, get out of the way. And, you know, picked the car up and did all kinds of
he
shit.
He shook the wheel off.
Yeah.
Now you don't want to ride all the way home on this donut. You're going to want to stop somewhere. No, Mike, we're not going to be able to do that. No, I'm telling you, you're going to wind up getting into an accident. I'm going to lose your tuition. And it's not. And
that reminds me of something that happened in the great territory of Canada back in 1985.
He scared the lug nuts into coming off the car.
He just chopped the wheel.
Yeah,
gave him the flare chop.
No, it's an Iron Mic chop.
Matt, you still owe me $600. You better get home.
Oh, shit.
He chopped the side door and everything just kind of fell off.
Remember that fat kid Larry. Like, didn't think his chop would like hurt. And
he actually challenged Iron Mike to chop him
afterwards.
To just go get in the ring and chop him. There wasn't any challenge at all. He wanted to be hurt.
Yeah.
So he got in the ring. We have a picture of Iron Mike doing the chop, and his hand is a blur in the picture. It's awesome. It's black and white, and I love it.
That's fake. I hate to tell you.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's all fake, except for the chomps. All,
And Larry was a pretty big kid. He was like probably about 260.
He was a big,
he's on the floor.
And Iron Mike just took him. He placed him on the ropes, and he pushed his chest down with one hand. But Larry's back completely bent over the top rope because the ropes were so loose. Nice. But he just treated him like a rag doll. And the chop made me jump out of my seat. Because it was like a shotgun going off, and so it's like a hollow building. There's not a whole lot around. There's not many walls.
A whole bunch of bones and boats.
Echoes.
Crackheads.
And of course, he's like screaming. Ah! He does this big.
Oh, his
noise.
Viking.
Yeah.
His Viking grunt. And then Larry asked for another one.
Yes, he did.
He asked
and
for
he got one.
An additional chop.
Where did Steve go?
Steve went to the bathroom.
Steve, put the damn thing near your ass.
But anyway, I remember one time he asked me if I knew how to take a chair shot, and I was like, "Well, I don't know. You know, how do you do it? I'll show you how to take a chair shot."
He really did that?
Yeah, that was a true story. And thanks, Steve.
He's peeing.
And
true story. Steve's taking the piss.
You got to move the mic closer
that's
to the water.
That's what he thinks about the story, I guess.
Maybe that. Hope that's a piss. I hope he's not shitting that way.
Liquid shit.
Oops. We just had an Applebee's, weren't you?
What the fuck is with him?
He really had to go.
Wow. He's fucking drinking like a camel. You see him?
About time.
Anyway. So anyway, continue.
But you figured he'd get like one of those like steel chairs or something like that. He got like those like plastic molded chairs, like like that you would like go to the DMV now. And like sit on, just like the molded chair,
the ones that like a bucket seat.
Yeah,
it was
like
a fold.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Yeah, like
and
an auditorium chair.
He the way he showed me how to do it was he just took it, put it over my head. And just slammed down as hard as it could on the top of my head.
Oh. Honestly, it had to have been a joke. Like, that's his sense of humor.
Yeah.
It had to have been a joke.
You had to pee?
One time I walked up to him.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
One time I walked up to Sharp and he was just staring at me. He literally took a screw and he put it in his nose and started twisting it around. Mike, what the hell are you doing? Oh, I'm getting a screw job. Oh, oh. I was like, wow. That was bad,
and
Mike.
He would put electric tape on everything. His glasses had electric tape. The handle on his suitcase was all electric tape.
Every time something broke, he reinforced it. I think he might have held his car together by electric tape.
Hey, Matt, you owe me $600.
Yeah, so that
you know how many rolls of electrical tape that is?
That chair shot really hurt.
And he had a bag full of gum. I don't know how old it was.
Here, everybody, get a piece of gum.
Like, I got a bag full of Hubba Bubba with your name on it.
Like, you could have fit like a full turkey inside this Ziploc bag that he had in his suitcase. And he opened it up, and it was just nothing but Wrigley's gum. The old yellow. Was it Wrigley's?
He's insane.
He was so cool, though.
He was awesome.
He was
I would have
the greatest man to ever live.
So wait, how many of you maniacs were in this wrestling group?
Me, Steve.
Tootie.
Will. Derek. Twan. Mike.
I was there later.
That was about it.
Yeah, Derek came a few times.
Yeah, Derek went to the wrestling school a few times.
Did you learn anything with this? Remember
when I fell out
Did
of the
learn
ring?
Anything?
I remember Matt just punishing you left and right, just constantly stiffing you.
Yeah.
Remember when I fell out of the ring?
Yes.
I went
Kevin, all right?
Night.
Was that
me,
with Kevin?
I don't know. They threw me into the rope, and I went to turn around to hit the top rope, but I turned around too quick, and I just kind of went back,
and I hit
the second rope instead, and I just fell right out of the ring onto the concrete.
Wow.
And everyone just kind of stood up and went, oh, no. Like, you can see dollar signs coming out of Iron Mike Sharp. He's just like, oh, shit, don't sue.
Did he sign the waiver?
He's like Sonic the Hedgehog with the ring dollars.
Yeah.
Out go the penny signs.
Everything has to do with wrestling. Even wrestling has to do with wrestling. I remember the time Steve got DDT'd and he didn't get up for 15 minutes.
And we didn't notice.
He didn't care.
Finally, we turned around and went, Steve's still in the ring. And I went up to him. I was like, you're right. He goes, dude, I can't move my arms.
Reeve.
He was sitting there for like 10 minutes.
Who did
and
the
we were all just outside talking.
I have no idea who did it. I'm sure you have it on tape. But somebody DDT'd
him. He used to try to take DDTs like Rob Van Dam, where he would spike himself
ring
on his
was
head.
Punishment. It did not give.
I considered it 75% ground. Like, imagine like landing on the ground. About 75% of that impact was this wrestling ring.
Yeah, all it was a boxing ring that was converted into a wrestling
horrible.
Ring.
Horrible.
No give.
Horrible.
No give. It was
but that was the soft one compared to.
Back ring. There was the one back ring before that. That was horrible. That was like 99% ground.
Yeah.
And Steve got suplexed by a very large, strong man.
And I got right up.
And he got right up.
With him and he beat me up pretty bad.
Nice.
And I got hurt even
more.
He
was pissed. Yeah.
He was not pleased.
And then they brought in, who was that? Mr. Lucifer's ring?
I think it was. It would always fall apart. And you always
somebody said it was Randy Savage's ring.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Lucifer bought it from Randy Savage.
Oh,
that
okay.
was it. And this ring didn't have any nuts
or bolts. He traded his middle finger for it.
Or anything to connect it
what?
Other than the
and
ring
the
itself.
Oh.
It was all interlocking. It was like a Lego ring. It was just everything sat on top of each other and held it in place. And then you
had to
tighten the ropes and somehow this thing stayed together. Yeah. I don't know how. And eventually it did break, though.
It did.
And that was it. Because
Matt got in it.
Oh.
Burn. Zing of the
Burn.
Day.
Yeah, where's that?
The ultimate Hello? Zing.
Come on, put it up.
Zing of the
there we
day.
Go.
Oh, I don't have headphones. I can't hear it.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
Whoops.
You'll hear it in the
just
day,
have
folks.
To download it.
You'll
Five
hear
months
it
from now, I'll hear it.
So yeah. Is that enough wrestling talk?
No, it's not, actually.
You think our one listener is fine with this?
I need you guys to shut up because I need more wrestling talk.
We need to save
Craig
some for
dying.
Other shows.
Damn transplants.
All right, one more Iron Mike Sharp story.
All right, go ahead.
And it doesn't have anything to really do with wrestling. It's just making fun of one of our friends.
Who's not here, obviously.
The other Steve that's not here right now who used to do the show. He gained a lot of weight towards the end of high school.
Fucking massive.
Okay.
Bulking up, man.
He bulked up for the holidays.
He was taking weight gainer.
Weight gainer and taking Wendy's food as a supplement.
And not exercising.
He literally did the Cartman episode.
Two forms of weight gainer.
Yeah. He gained 80 pounds by the end of junior year of high school. Literally in a summer.
In a summer?
Over the course of a summer, he gained 80 pounds.
Is he putting in this...
Iron Mike never
He's
let him
free
the
basing.
End of it. Every time, oh, Steve, you know you're
free
getting
a, chicken nuggets.
You're getting a little bit hefty over there. You might need to start doing some cardio. Well, there was one night where I was doing kip-ups, and a kip-up is when you go off your back and shoulders up to your feet. And he just kicked a gnome. But
go on. Anyway,
okay. So I was trying to teach someone how to do this move. It's like a fancy way of getting up onto your feet. You see it in like martial arts movies. Well, Steve, who was about 260, 270 pounds at this point, he did one, and Iron Mike couldn't believe it, okay? The next time that this situation came up, he said to one of the guys who could not do a kip-up, and he should have been able to, because he's a little skinny guy, he said,
hold on a second, this guy, Steve, he must have weighed about 500 pounds, and he could do a kip-up.
500 pounds.
And the kid, like, obviously the kid thought that he, you know, wasn't bullshitting him. Yeah. Everything he says is completely, like, he's like Norm MacDonald, but with an exaggerated kind of voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, this guy, he did a kip-up, and he was, like, 500
pounds. He hates the gays.
And he hates the gays. But
but he would eat at their restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
I would eat at their restaurants.
So he does love their food.
Those gays know how to cook.
So do you think this is enough for the transplant as he's beaten off about all this stupid wrestling talk?
Hey, Vaughn, why don't you give a little dig towards the
Vaughn's Vaughn's a little bitter still.
I'm not bitter. That's Did you see the last comedy like meant?
Hey, yeah. Maybe he'll hate me
dick
more than
bag.
You. That's all right.
Yeah, maybe he'll decide to hate... Jesus Christ. Maybe he'll decide to hate Steve instead.
That's cool. I can deal with that. I'm used to it. It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. That's it's cool. Just the guy's from like way over there. He's busting my balls on MySpace. What the fuck?
Man, why not?
Why don't you show him? Start deleting his comments.
Oh, shit.
Oh, let it be up there for a day and delete it.
I can't delete his comments.
No, I can. But I won't.
No, I mean, it's good. I like it. If I can bash him here, let him bash me.
Why don't you show him and be funny? Just show him.
Just bring it.
Try to kill him with kindness. Kill him with funny.
Bring it.
Yeah. Why don't you kill him with, you know.
I got no funny.
Yeah.
Bring it.
I'm just not funny. Yeah, what
can you
do?
You're consistent.
That's why I'm on the show.
Yeah.
Not funny, constantly.
You're on the show because you show up every week.
Yeah. Matt,
I'm the only one.
Yeah, he's got his own headphones.
Well, I'm going to
he did get his own headphones.
I don't have headphones. So.
Fucktards.
We don't have a spot for you anyway.
Fucking douchebags. I hate you all.
Unless Vaughn could leave his headphones here or something.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe we need a break.
Break?
Mm. Break.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll take a break.
We could try to read the news again.
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Take
come back.
Take a fucking break.
Take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up.
We'll be funny next time.
Yeah, it'll be funny next time.
We'll be right
fuck.
Back.
I doubt it.
What'd you say?
What do you want? New bumper music every week?
Yes.
I'll give you some stuff to play with. Do you want?
Nobody's stopping you guys from bringing anything in.
I told you, I bring in stuff.
Well, you never do.
Then I keep forgetting, man.
Loud,
I'm not funny.
Loud.
Didn't you just say that you didn't want to make any more buffer music like 20 minutes ago?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I don't want to make any more.
Okay. He doesn't.
He has to go through and edit the song so that it's just like
he wants to make it a big loop.
Yeah. He wants us to do it. And
this is like 5 seconds of song looped.
How about the same thing over
Say, listen. That's the loop.
Listen.
All right. Good.
Not yet.
No, not there.
Ready? One.
That's
two,
the loop.
Three, and.
There it is. Okay, so we're back. What were we talking about? Oh, MySpace. My nose is.
Were we talking about MySpace?
Yeah,
MySpace.com/aristocratsradio was bought by.
No, it wasn't.
Somebody.
It was sold.
Fox.
I don't know.
Sold out.
Fox?
Bought you. Yeah, Rupert Murdoch
for $14 and a couple hot dogs.
Oh, Rupert, was it? Was
two
it Murdoch?
Fried chickens.
Murdoch.
And a Coke.
Yeah, Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace a couple months ago for about what the hell was it? $2.5 million or something
now
like
it's
that.
Be porn
That's
space.
It.
Wait, what?
There were $25 million. I can't remember.
There was.
Was it five?
We just had the article.
We just had the article. The fuck is it? $80 million was exchanged at some point for MySpace.
$580 million.
$580 million.
So a bunch of idiots from New Jersey can post pictures of themselves shirtless.
Oh, I'm sure it's more than New Jersey. I need a nice shirtless picture of me.
You should.
I really should.
You need a regular.
How many of you monkeys, how many of you guys, besides Derek, because he's in a relationship, how many of you guys have used that site to get something?
Nope.
Not me.
I kind of try, but it doesn't work.
No? You haven't?
I mean, I have. Have one, you? But it's pointless.
Have I? No. Well, no, I've gone on dates through people I've met in my
Exit 98. Yeah.
Craig is my friend.
No, not Exit 98, you cocksucker. Unfunny.
We met the both cops, third floor bathroom.
Oh.
Meet there for
yes, Governor McGreevy.
We, oh my God, I went there. Steve used to work at a Boscov's, the Monmouth Mall, and he notified us that the third floor men's bathroom was a den of iniquity.
What was he like hanging out?
It was well, he worked there, so he kind of opened
the
about
door for them. As
well, that's what the kind police officer told them.
Yeah, they told you that. How'd you find that out?
Craig, eat shit while you're at it.
Wow.
Nice.
I did work there, and I was informed by
while you were taking a shit.
While you were taking it.
It was a meeting place for gay people.
Yeah.
So at times I would, ascend the escalator to the third floor, and I would go into the bathroom, and, it has a few urinals, and there's a couple stalls.
The handicapped
and then the last stall
right?
is like a big one for like handicapped
the
people
retard one.
To fit a wheelchair or whatever.
And really big penises.
Strangely enough, it didn't have any handlebars for wheelchair person. Wheelchair
all,
bound person.
They were all torn off and
they're all used.
But the things written on the wall,
I read
them. Like on the stall wall, were just priceless. They
reprehensible.
Were so
and you didn't take pictures
of this? They were awful.
We did actually.
I think there's a picture somewhere.
I think, I had somebody take cell phone pictures with them.
I tried
just
to. Just
terrible
it came out
things about people meeting there to have sex and like
physical statistics.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is just a joke, just people fucking around. But then people I work with were like, no, this has been for years like a meeting place for gay people. And lo and behold, I found out there was times when I was working there that people were caught having sex, men having
sex.
Oh,
just like,
no.
where the co-producer was dropped off tonight, Exit 98. That's also known for...
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, at least you know she's safe.
Steve's kind friend, his neighbor is a state trooper, and he said that wall... stop is a meeting place for gay people.
So. Governor McGreevy.
You flash your
McGreevy
lights
was
and they come
for
over
doing
to
that.
You.
Yeah,
and former high school so English teachers.
CWR the third in there.
Wow.
I'm getting annoyed.
Let me see the
I'm
pass
getting
in my hand.
In my hand.
See?
Let me see the penis in my hand.
Funny? Not funny.
Let
wow.
me see the dung in my hand. Wow. Let me measure the girth.
I'll throw it down the flight. I don't care.
Shit.
So I did read the writing on the wall. It was disturbing.
It was entertaining.
It was. It was but it was just so graphic. Like, oh, I met Jason here last night and I came in his asshole and sucked that out. It was just like really. I was like, oh my god.
The funniest thing was a crudely drawn picture. It looked like
it
could be a cave drawing. It just had like several dicks spurting cum on it.
Ugh.
Mouth agape. Like just, awaiting the prize.
Was your
so
mouth gape?
And horror, yes, because I am straight.
But, like, they would, like, set up times and dates and stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's like, how
Tuesday,
stupid are you?
And
lunch
apparently
time.
Other hot spots, including but not limited to the Kohl's of Middletown, which was newly opened.
Really?
Bathroom.
Huh?
Yeah. I made a note of that. You know, I checked it out to make sure.
You made a note of that in your
verified.
Your big brown bag.
Oh, shit.
Here, send in this.
Seabass
big
that.
Brown bag.
Yeah, isn't that the? Wasn't that what they used to do?
Yeah, they would have some guy standing in a brown bag,
like the brown bag, his feet in the brown bag.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
the old Jim Norton crinkle bag.
Crinkle.
Creamy.
Ew.
Yeah. You use it at the bus station.
You can follow.
I only
me.
See one set of feet. Must be good.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
is he peeing again?
No,
in your
pissing
sink?
In your sink.
So MySpace. Well, then what were we talking about? We were talking about something. That
well, how
billions of dollars.
Well, yeah.
Somebody felt ripped off.
Was an,
oh,
they only got $20 million or something out of, I don't know.
And now that people are like investors and stuff like that are...
they resold it or something?
They're thinking that they probably could have got $2 billion now if they held out.
MySpace founder claims he was ripped off.
He found the damn thing.
MySpace founder Brad Greenspan released a report on
Thursday.
Is that Tim?
Tom? Well, Tom was one of them. It's green. It's
Tom
green
is the figurehead.
Yeah.
It was he's the token.
Thursday, the MySpace shareholders MySpace shareholders.
Well, yeah.
Shareholders.
Well, people have to put money into the thing to get it to start. And they become shareholders.
But there's advertisements all over the place.
Well, that's how they make their money back.
I understand.
You should know this.
MySpace shareholders were ripped off when the social networking site was sold for $580 million to News Corp. Core. Last year. And that's pretty much all you need to know.
Oh.
Whoops, a daisy. That's the interim trickle.
See, that's all you need to
know. The golden shower.
See, that's the title of the damn show.
No problem with that prostate.
The golden shower?
The golden shower.
A trip to the bathroom.
I was thinking about creating an invention.
Be called Everyone Poops.
The flow meter to prevent guys from pissing all over the place in stalls. You know, they put the cakes in
there.
To aim for. It tells you how much your flow is.
In the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, there's a machine you could put a quarter in. Yeah. And you piss into a target, and there's like a little animation of an old guy.
Yeah.
And it's like a little contest to see how long you can pee.
Uh-huh.
And like it lights up as you're peeing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, it's there.
It's pretty cute.
It's there to make sure that you don't piss all over the place because it's apparently a problem.
Well, it's nothing like pissing on your friend's feet when they're standing next to you.
I love it.
Or that.
Or pissing
Or if they're taking a shit in the stall and you piss all over like the floor next to them.
How come there's nothing funnier than going to a public bathroom with a friend and taking a dump? How come nobody can stop laughing?
Because like, it's so ridiculous.
If both of you are taking a piss and there's some random guy taking a shit.
Oh,
that's the best.
And there's just two jackasses cackling in the background.
I do that all the time at
we
work.
We have an Atlantic City story along those lines. You're not going
to. Mic's off. Shut up. Okay.
Go ahead.
Am I on?
Yes.
Why did you turn him off again?
Well, it was getting static in. It was annoying.
Yeah, it's too far away.
We were in Atlantic City at the Borgata, and me and Matt went to the urinals, and there was two guys in a stall that apparently had just met.
What?
They were like old guys.
I know that. Were their names Steve and Matt?
One was a tall man.
Swashbuckling
Steve.
Yeah, one was a big tall girl. He was an old dude.
Sword fighting.
I don't know. I guess they would like just found a common bond by using the stalls together and shitting. And the one guy, what did he say? He said something.
Something about being tall.
Hey, man, check this out.
Yeah, he said something about being tall. All of a sudden, it was like silence. All of a sudden, you heard.
Your cock's huge.
Wow. That didn't happen.
Oh, what the hell was that?
No,
really?
He said, "Wow, you know, you're pretty tall." And he's like, "Oh, it's got its advantages." Then it was cricket. It was like one of those elephant, one of those. It was a really high pitched whirring fart, and it was it made us leave.
But I mean, did he die? What the hell is that?
I remember a time I went to Great Adventure with Rogers. And he would always do this thing where I would go to the urinal. He'd go into the stall, even though he was just pissing. But he'd go like, oh, my God. He'd make like disgusting noises.
Oh, my God.
And there was a guy. He must have saw me and him getting there like talking. And like we went to the bathroom
holding
together.
Hands.
And he's like, oh, my God, is your friend okay?
No, he's not.
Well, at our recent wedding. At our recent wedding, we had an actual example of this. Steve really did. Have to shit.
Really?
And he made sure that he went on the other side of the building. He comes up to me. He's like, dude, I got to shit. And I was like, well, there's a bathroom right over there. He's like, no.
Not that kind of shit.
I need to destroy porcelain.
He's like, I need to find one on the other side of the building.
I need to secure a porcelain location.
Yeah, exactly. So we went to the complete other side, and we found a bathroom. We figured there's nobody around. It was really quiet on that wing. We go in there. I go to the urinal. He goes into the stall. He immediately starts shitting, explosive, loud, obnoxious, and it was all like it had to be all over the place. And no sooner does he squat, another guy walks in there, and I'm like, oh no. And I just start laughing, like uncontrollably. I didn't care. And the guy got pissed. All he did was wash his hands and leave. You know he had to go.
And you're laughing like he had to go.
He probably had to take a shit.
He probably had to take a shit, and he couldn't.
Oh, that happens to me all the time. Like, there's a back bathroom where I work. Like, it's like you got to walk there. You have to go through like.
Oh, that's gonna be fun. You got to run.
So I go there and I shit because it's not very populated.
Yeah,
and guys go in there and they open the door. They swing it open because they think like they're the only one back there. And then they notice somebody's there and they just wash their hands and leave. It's just like, dude, just piss or shit or do something.
I don't know.
Pull up a stall, big guy.
Everything poops.
But there's only one stall. So I open it up and I say,
eh. We got one bathroom in our office, right?
Shit between
my
legs.
Like four stalls, two urinals.
Uh-huh.
And no one gives it. I've never seen anybody go, oh, wait, there's a couple guys in here. Fucking the place, like it's like 7 in the morning. I'm taking a shit because, you know, it's like I just woke up. So I'm like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom. Get in. The guy, one of the guys behind me, he's just like washing his hands. He's getting himself ready. Sits in the toilet, like right next to me, and just
blows up.
Unloads. Unloads.
Just like he was, I don't know what the fuck he was eating last night. Like,
he was making.
Oh, good.
He was making a cash drop.
Oh. Fucking cash drop. He was dropping the family off at the pool.
The
holy shit. And I'm sitting there, I giggle every time. I'm like, a little girl, like, he's shitting next to me.
And you wonder why these guys don't.
And I fart, and I'm like, oh, there it goes.
Like, at a certain age, do you think that's not going to be funny anymore?
No.
Or is it just a generation thing?
About the wedding or whatever, me and Chris from the gas station.
Uh-huh.
Went to go take a leak or whatever, and there's this Asian guy shitting his brains out.
Oh, there was a bunch of Asians there.
Shitting his brains out. Me and him are fucking dying laughing. I'm pissing, like, the piss is going, like, up and down.
He's
I'm washing my hands. I'm still cracking up.
It was awful. There was.
Two of us just losing it.
Was he wearing all black?
Yeah, I think he was.
There was like five of them, and they were all wearing black, and they had a room next to mine. Mm-hmm. It was a non-smoking room.
There's another Asian guy with him, too, like just hanging out there.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them. Like, I walked by him, like, smells like smoke, because the whole floor, I noticed, was non-smoking. And I walked by, and it's like the door was propped open. And they were all standing in there, like, one was sitting on the dresser, one was sitting on the bed, one was sitting on the other bed, one was, like, leaning up, and they're all smoking cigarettes, and the whole place was, like,
poof.
It was like a hookah bar, like, the smoke was just wafting. Burrowing out of, and they just got their little Asian faces, and they're staring, but they got the door wide open.
They're peering at you through their Tartarian slits.
It was like one of those little rooms
they weren't even talking to each other, they were just, like, looking.
You ever been to a nursing home before?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes.
They generally have one room that's dedicated to smoking.
And it's
there's
awful.
No ventilation. There's no windows. And it's just full of smoke.
At the Trocadero.
Close to my house.
Like,
yeah, it's Steve's house.
The Trocadero in Philadelphia has a smoker's lounge. And it's just basically like a breezeway that they blocked off. And it is the worst place to ever.
No smoking in Philadelphia.
Insta-cancer. Yeah.
And our room in AC was no smoking, but there was three chimneys in with me.
Oh God. Yeah.
And, like, at the end of the night, I could not breathe.
No smoking.
Like, I was trying to sleep, and I had, like, the cover drawn up to my nose as, like, a filter because it was burning my throat. There was that much smoke in this small fucking room.
Did you crack the
room.
Windows open?
Yeah. They don't let you crack them open.
No.
You know, the 14th floor.
Mm-hmm. 14th floor in AC.
And jump out.
A couple foul.
Yeah.
What is it? Also, another thing in my one of the guys in my office, he has a tendency to do this. He loves doing this to creep guys out. He'll go in the bathroom. He won't even be shitting. He'll just go into the toilet next to you, start talking to you about his day.
What?
Like if he's on the weekend, he knows he creeps some of the guys out.
Yeah, dog chased me before.
No.
What do you think about that?
No, he'll do this on a Monday. Because I used to work next to the guy some days. And he'd be like, you know, it's a good thing to do. And I'm like, what? He's like, when you see one of the guys in your aisle, get up. You know, they're going to the bathroom. Go follow him in. Just sit there and talk to him for like, about nothing.
That might get you.
Well, like you're doing right now.
No, because all the guys in my office are old guys and they're very respectable and
drunks. Oh, very respectable. And, it seems.
Your name is Matt.
No, they don't do they do like punch buggies. They're stupid, like old shit.
Punch
right?
buggies.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Sparky yellow.
Doorknob.
Keyhole.
Safety.
Unicorn safety.
If someone's walking around and like they
red
trip,
rover, red rover.
They trip. They freaking automatically get banned, and like they automatically everybody starts coming out of the door going, ha, ha,
"Mother, may I take two baby steps?"
Wow.
Like one of our bosses, right? He's this guy. He's always hovering around everybody, and they call him. They call him the. They make like condor sounds.
Lurch.
Like wah, wah. they'll make sounds just like that. And when he starts to talk, they all go shh. Like about 30-40 old guys, all these old guys, all these old women are like shh. And he's trying to just say something nice or anything. He's saying hello and like shh. Like all at unison. It's ridiculous sometimes.
I've been doing that to this kid Matt at work lately.
Matt, whenever
he tries to talk to our boss, or be in the back room, he's the maintenance guy. he'll just start talking, and I'll hit the horn on the power jack, and it's really loud. And I hold it, and he gets really mad, and he can't do anything about it. And when I release it, he just comes over, and he like clenches his teeth, and he presses the horn. And he leaves.
Tough.
And walks away.
Freaking retarded.
You know, I never have a problem shitting in public, but the only place I ever felt weird, maybe this is just me, is Pizza Hut.
Me too.
Pizza because the
it was a second home. Because it was all secret sauce
it's
coming out of the
too
toilet.
Close.
Sometimes I would leave my home and go take a shit in Pizza Hut.
It's too close
I don't know.
To the
maybe
action.
It's just me. I guess it's just me.
I had to
I don't know.
If I was out and had a shit, there, I'd go to Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Pizza Hut's bathroom was too close to the action. It really
like
was.
It just seemed like there was a lot of opening between like the door and the stall, you know, like that slit.
You could
you can look right in there.
Yeah, somebody might see what kind of sneakers you're wearing.
The lobby with like the payphone in there.
You can see my airwalks.
Oh. You know what? I don't care. I can shit anywhere. I do with work. I shit, you know, those porta potties, you know, people and like cuz I work in the ghettos and stuff like that and Red Bank in general. Always porta potties ever. When I used to be on this one route, I used to know where the porta potties were. So if I had to take a shit,
oh,
I just get in a car and freaking go.
You knew what kind of
and
food
like,
you could eat
I got
during
problems
the day.
With.
Oh, I love porta potties. Even
you
though like
stand above them.
Right? No, I'll sit. I wipe it down.
Man.
I fought a bum to
I'm
get one out to get him out of there
because
he was sleeping in it.
Nice.
Beautiful.
What?
Yeah, no, there was
how
one.
How can you do
one,
that?
It was early in the morning.
Oh, the smell of turds.
It's like 12 o'clock in the. It's like 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh no!
Oh wait. Oh wow. It was hot.
Somebody unzipped their fly.
It's like,
you know,
it's
Ramon!
Like, it's like noon, right? And I go into this. I'm going. Ugh.
Oh.
I go into this, and you just see him. He's sitting there, sitting on the toilet with the toilet seat closed. You know,
was his pants around his
ankles? No. He was, you know, he's like.
He's
this,
jerking off.
Like laying against the side of the wall, and I just kind of shake the thing.
I would just
like,
tip the whole thing over.
And I'm like, get out.
Give
like,
him the blue shower.
He's like,
it's everywhere.
He's like, give me 15 minutes. And he's like, no teeth. He's got like maybe one.
What?
And he's just like, he kind of waddles out. Like it's this little construction area. Yeah. So all the construction guys are sitting there going, like just looking at me going, oh. And I'm like, what the fuck? You guys want shitting on the back? So I go, do my thing, and I just destroy it. Like, it's just a stink mess. And he just gladly walks back in, and
what?
He's wiping down the toilet seat top, I guess, because he thought I shit on it. And he just sits back down, and he grunts his arms, and he's...
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, my God, that's the best ever.
Ew. Did he put his feet up in the urinal there?
Yeah, I wished.
If we were at work and we had to shit, sometimes...
You'd take a buddy with you.
Take a buddy with
what?
You. If Craig had like a really awful shit on board, he would tell me, and me
just
and Pat, me and Pat would go into the bathroom with him, and we'd shut
sauce.
The light off so that the fan wouldn't go, and we would just sit there and listen in anticipation.
What are you fucking weird? No.
I think you should see somebody.
Didn't
like
we
that.
Just do this?
Yeah, basically, it was basically that.
I said when you went in there to leave the door open, but.
Well, no, I didn't. Yeah, that would have been.
No, you
crazy.
Need to. You need
no
the
wonder
ear
no one
ate
from the salad bar in that place.
Yeah, it would have been bad.
My goodness.
But yeah, it was like disturbing, but it was
funny.
So funny we couldn't help each other.
We couldn't like breathe.
Like we were like, this is really weird, but we have to do this.
You want
to
hold my hand as we walk in?
So funny.
I think we
though.
Did.
Disturbing.
Why always got to steer again?
It was like, Craig, that was some piss you took before the dump.
That wasn't a piss.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Oh
Lord.
My butt got wet.
That was bowel evacuation.
Bowel evacuation.
The shit that we used to eat there.
It was all shit, though.
Well, it was either Pizza Hut or McDonald's we were eating every day.
Trading with the good old McDonald's.
Yeah. No matter what it was, half Making hour later,
sick.
You were done.
Oh, my God, terrible.
Chinese, but disgusting. I took many, many shits at Pizza Hut.
Many shits.
I took an infinite.
I made sure that it was like after hours whenever I took them. Because
closing Matt. Time.
Shit in the ladies' room.
Well,
yeah,
you ever
I
do that?
Go in the ladies' room.
Have you ever done that? No, not in like in a place, like in a mall or something like that. You know when you're
no.
like, no.
Shit on the
I
couch.
Went in one time that? The in the Monmouth Mall. The men's bathroom was closed, so I had to go in the family bathroom. You ever go in there?
Oh, no.
And the stalls that they're all miniaturized for kids.
Yeah.
And so you go in there, and it's like a little midget toilet. And I'm just like,
wonderful.
Are you kidding me? So I'm sitting down, like my knees are like up to my chest, and I'm trying to shit. I'm not even kidding.
And you're like, your hips are like touching the wall.
Yeah.
Put some hair on
your
ass. Your
balls
junior.
Are on the floor.
The pressure of your ass on such a small sphere is like not allowing the shit to come out.
Yeah, it was so bizarre.
Turned into a log jam.
When I used to work in Sears,
right? And I hate, because I was always like, because the women's bathrooms in that place are always the first ones you see.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, kick the door in and just go right in. Even if there's an old woman sitting there setting her face up, I just kick the door in and go right to the toilet. And it's just like, and you hear, like, old women going, oh, why never? And I'm like, I got a shit, lady. Wow. Don't even bother me.
I had a transvestite follow me into a bathroom at Fridays.
Fridays?
Was really? It last week?
Well, when were we there when that happened?
It was like last week.
Yesterday.
A week and a half ago.
It was this morning.
Something like that.
Aren't you at Fridays earlier?
Whatever.
Oh, Applebee's.
Anyway, it was Fridays, and I'm in the bathroom looking in the mirror.
What? The one up there?
Yeah.
In Hazlitt.
Okay.
Fuck,
so,
go there.
You know, I take a piss. I go to the sink. There's a big mirror. You can see people walking in from behind you. Door opens, and I see a woman walk into the... I'm like, what?
I'm sorry,
like, I know,
fella.
I have long hair and everything, but...
So your penis just...
Post-op
right?
Or pre-op?
Oh! That hurt. Ow! That was a razor blade, man.
Holy shit!
You are nasty, dude.
You are a piece of shit.
You really are.
I fucking hate you.
Horrific.
So your life partner comes into the bathroom.
What? Kiss and all. Balls
no, no, no.
And all.
It was
your pre-op life partner comes into the bathroom.
It was a man.
Creamy.
I didn't realize because I didn't get a good long look at whatever it was that came in from behind, but it was dressed like a woman. It had like a traditional woman style hair. And
like yours?
The face. No.
Gentleman's haircut.
Like
gentleman's haircut, gentleman's face.
Like late 30s. Like
I saw who you were talking about. I know.
Yeah.
What, did you both all go walk past
and I
it?
Said to
were
you
I saw
like,
this
Steve,
individual.
I'm like a woman.
You're
just,
waiting in the stall for
like
him,
like a woman
her.
Just walked and she looked. It looked right at me in the mirror.
It
like
looked.
Made direct eye contact with me.
Creepy.
And I was just like
the Loch Ness.
What the fuck? And it just like kind of strutted on over to the stall. And I was just like, I'm out of here. I left. And I came back and I told Steve, and he goes, wait a minute, what did this woman look like? And I was like, well, it was, you know.
Kind of short and fat, like
with,
a little bit fat.
With a black.
Black hair or something.
Yeah,
black
and a black dress or something like that. And he goes, you know what? I was questioning whether or not that was a man or a woman. I'm like, well, you know what? You're right. It was a man.
Maybe it was just like Gene Simmons or something like that.
Could have been Gene Simmons. That's
you
pretty
know,
accurate.
Like,
pardon me, I have to take a piss.
The first syllable of diet is die, and you don't want to die.
What?
What? He said that. I don't know.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
When was that?
That up?
I don't know.
That was a grand slam.
Wow.
That was a nugget.
I
know. Now he's putting on the music. I think you ended it.
Sorry.
You just ended the show.
No, it's all right.
That's the best ever. I didn't ruin the show.
Wow.
No, we're
Derek just stole our thunder.
We were at such a high point.
We're 11 minutes over. What do you
I'm
mean?
Unfunny.
Yeah, well, you can edit out the first crap. You gotta play your shit.
I'll throw it on there.
We'll put it in the next show.
Come on.
We'll do the next show. Next show, we're over.
Don't leave me out hanging.
You are shitty.
Do-do.
Fucking shooting salad at your ass.
All right, well, that was fun.
That was good. We should do this next week.
Maybe. You never know.
I will
maybe,
be here.
If you still live here.
Maybe 2 weeks from now.
Another 4 weeks.
I have nothing to do.
Steve, it's free. Yeah, you can take my spot. I'll give you my headphones.
Okay.
10 bucks.
Oh, cool. Are you quitting?
I'm not funny, so what the fuck?
Yeah, but we need you. We need your research.
Yeah, we need your insight to the gay.
I'm only fucking around. I'm not leaving you, stupid transplant douchebag.
We almost got him.
Fuck you.
Oh.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Maybe next week we'll get rid of Vaughn.
Maybe next week someone will listen to it.
I might not be here.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I have anything else to do on a Sunday.
Go fishing on World of Warcraft?
I don't do that anymore. I've gotten rid of that. I'm unlike you, still playing fucking Galaxies.
It's fun.
Later.
Bye.
Peace.
Well, that's good. We've been doing nothing but
two of them.